理课堂听 class.com
李阳疯狂英语口语突破系列教材突破语法 Crack Grammar实用句子，精彩对话，全面突破语法，语法学习的革命现在开始。我们厌倦了枯燥的语法，语法如浩瀚的海洋，一拿起语法书，学习英语的兴趣荡然无存。
We're sick of boring grammar. Grammar is just like a bottomless sea. You are simply turned off once you read a grammar book.
我们厌倦了专门为语法造出来的句子，一离开教室，那些句子就变成了垃圾，显得苍白无力。
We are sick of those sentences fabricated for grammar teaching. Once we leave the school, those lifeless sentences become sheer rubbish.
李阳疯狂英语给你一个全新的概念，以最实用的句子，最精彩的对话，全面突破语法难点。
李阳 Crazy English gives you a brand new concept. Conquer English grammar through practical and beautiful sentences.
Practical and beautiful sentences. 每条语法配数个生动有趣的对话或句子，疯狂操练，脱口而出，抛开无聊的语法书本，摆脱乏味的语法解释，抛弃那些连外国人都不懂的句子。学语法就是这么简单，只不过是说说而已。
Each grammar point is given vibrant, exciting dialogues or sentences. Just practice crazily and blurt it out. Throw away your boring grammar books. Forget about those dull grammar explanations. Put aside those sentences that even foreigners wonder at. Grammar is no more than speaking.
我们既是语法专家，更是沟通高手。
We are both grammar experts and communication kings.
We are both grammar experts and communication kings. 第一章，动词时态。I love grammar.I hated grammar before. I will be a grammar master. I thought I would never learn grammar well. I'm working on my grammar now. I was struggling with my grammar. I will be speaking with perfect grammar. I've studied grammar for 10 years. I had forgotten all the grammar I learned for exams. I've been studying grammar for 10 years.But I still can't speak English.
一般现在时
Top 1.
I like English very much.
Top 2.
I'm Chinese. I'm from Beijing.
Top 3.
I hope you enjoy your stay here.
Number 1.
What's wrong with you? You look terrible.
I have a serious problem.I need your advice and support. Number 2.
My boss is in a bad mood today.
Really? My boss is in a bad mood every day. Number 3.
How do I look?
Fantastic. 额外奉献.
It is very hot today. You look nice in that dress.My mother gets up very early every morning. I don't know much about China, but I want to know more. I really like Chinese food. I'm crazy about learning English. I work for an international company. Jim learns quickly. Jim's brother Bob learns very slowly.The bus runs every 10 minutes. I'm not interested in sports. Does she enjoy her job? Do you enjoy your job? Do they enjoy their job? Do you know how late the store is open?
特别奉献三最短文突破第三人称单数 A very outgoing person.
Alice is a very outgoing person. She spends a lot of time with her friends. She goes to parties, she goes to movies, and she goes to nightclubs.She takes a crazy English class every weekend. She knows everyone in her class. She's very popular. She also likes sports very much. She plays basketball, she plays baseball, she plays volleyball, and she also plays golf. She's very athletic, and she loves being outside.Alice doesn't stay home alone very often. She doesn't read many books. She doesn't watch TV. She doesn't listen to music. And she doesn't talk on the phone. She's very active. She doesn't like to waste her time inside. As you can see, Alice is a very outgoing person. She's energetic and healthy. She has a lot of friends.I enjoy her company very much. Everyone loves Alice.
下面再分享给大家另外一篇短文，这里面既有第三人称单数，也有其他人称，操练时一定要注意其中的区别。我们再请 Lisa 来读下面的文章。
My sister and I are very different. I'm a teacher. She's a doctor.I live in Guangzhou. She lives in Shanghai. I have a small house in the suburbs. She has a large apartment in the city. I'm poor. She's very rich. My father likes me. My mother likes my sister. I'm married. She's single. She doesn't want to get married. I play golf. She plays tennis.I play the piano. She doesn't play a musical instrument. On the weekend, I usually watch TV and rarely go out. She never watches TV and always goes to parties. As you can see, we're extremely different. But we're sisters, and we're friends. Do you have any brothers and sisters? How do you get along with them?
二，一般现在时，王牌经典句 Top one.
Blood is thicker than water.
Top two.
Health is better than wealth.
Top three.
Wisdom in the mind is better than money in the hand.
Top four.
Time is money.
Top five.
Mothers always worry about their children.
Number four.
Do you think Chinese people and American people want the same things?
Sure. Everyone wants to be happy. 三，一般过去时。Top one.
I came from a poor family.
Top two.
I was very shy when I was young.
Top three.
I hated going to school.
Number five.
I didn't have breakfast this morning.
You must be starving to death by now. Number six. How was your visit to your grandparents' house?
My grandfather is lonely because my grandmother died. My grandmother was kind to us.
Number seven.
I can't believe how much progress I have made in my spoken English. Crazy English really works.
I told you so. 我和 Kim 老师见面的时候，一开始就不得不用过去式。
How did you sleep last night? Did you watch the news last night? How was your dinner? Where did you go last weekend? I called you yesterday.I thought I saw you at the shopping center yesterday. I went to the hospital this morning. That's why I was late. I'm sorry. I met your husband on the street the other day.
特别奉献。
I was shy. I was lonely. I was a poor student. I was afraid to speak English. But I was saved by crazy English. I was amazed by how much my life changed in a very short time. I was suddenly able to do things I had never done before. It really was a miracle.
我喜欢最后一句话叫 It really was a miracle.一般将来时最单纯的未来时表示将要发生的动作或情况
Top 1 I will call you later Top 2 I will find out who did this Top 3 I will think about it Number 8 Where will you be next WednesdayI don't know yet. China will increase dialogue and cooperation with the United States and the international community to crack down on all forms of terrorist activities.
五 be going to 形式的将来时表示打算将进行某一行动。
Top 1. I'm going to study in America next year. Top 2. I'm going to get married next month.Top 3. I'm going to look for a new job. Number 9. There's a movie on television tonight. Are you going to watch it? No, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep early. It is going to rain. You'd better take an umbrella with you. Who is going to speak first? He is going to buy a new car. I'm going to cook something for dinner. What do you want to eat?Don't bother. I'm going to work late tonight, and I won't be home for dinner. Will you be busy tonight? No, I'll be home all night. Next year, I'll try to do better with my English. I'll practice more and speak more. I won't see him again. You'll catch a cold if you don't put on your coat. My car won't start. Hey!This new band is awesome. I really want to buy this CD. I've heard it's pretty good. Why don't you get it? I don't get paid until Friday. I'll loan you the money. Okay, thanks a lot. I'll pay you back on Friday. Happy New Year. It's December 31st, New Year's Eve.Janet and John Robertson are celebrating the holiday with their children, Cindy and Jason. The Robertsons are a very happy family this New Year's Eve. Next year is going to be an exciting year for the entire family. Next year, Janet and John are going to take a long vacation. They're going to visit Janet's mother in Florida. Cindy is going to graduate from high school. She's going to move to New York and begin college.Jason is going to get his driver's license. He's going to save a lot of money and buy a new car. John is going to start his own company, and Janet is going to help him. They're all going to try something new. As you can see, the Robertsons are really looking forward to next year. It's going to be a prosperous and exciting year for all of them. They know they are going to be busy and happy. Happy New Year!It's December 31st, New Year's Eve. Janet and John Robertson are celebrating the holiday with their children, Sydney and Jason. The Robertsons are a very happy family this New Year's Eve. Next year is going to be an exciting year for the entire family. Next year, Janet and John are going to take a long vacation. They're going to visit Janet's mother in Florida. Sydney is going to graduate from high school. She's going to move to New York and begin college. Jason is going to get his driver's license. He's going to save a lot of money and buy a new car. John is going to start his own company. Janet is going to help him. They're all going to try something new.As you can see, the Robertsons are really looking forward to next year. It's going to be a prosperous and exciting year for all of them. They know they're going to be busy and happy. Happy New Year!
六，用进行时表示将来，表示即将来临的、未来预定要做的事情，一般指个人计划要做的事。
Top 1. I'm leaving Shanghai tomorrow. Top 2. My parents are coming here next week. Top 3. I'm taking my CET Band 4 next month. Number 10. What are you doing this weekend? I'm going to the movies.
7. 过去将来时。表示从过去某时看将来要发生的事情。它有两种形式，一种是 would 加动词原形，一种是 was were going to 加动词原形。
Top 1. I was going to call you when you came in. Top 2. She said she would come. Number 11. He said he was going to try. He never does what he says. I don't believe him.
8. 现在进行时，表示说话时或现阶段正在发生的事情，通常用于动态的表示动作的动词。
Top 1.
I'm working on it.
Top 2.
Who's calling, please?
Top 3.
What are you doing?
Number 12.
What are you doing?
I'm studying English. Number 13.
Is Susan working this week?
No, she's on vacation.
9. 现在进行时。
Number 14.
You're always complaining.
That's because you're always leaving your dirty socks on the floor.
10. 过去进行时。王牌经典句。Top 1.
I was taking a shower when you called.
Top 2.
I was working all weekend.
Top 3.
I wasn't trying to annoy you.
Number 15.
What were you doing at this time last night?
I think I was watching TV, or maybe I was sleeping. I'm not really sure. Number 16.
What did he say?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
11. 将来进行时。王牌经典句。Top 1.
Hurry up. The train will be arriving soon.
Top 2.
Will she be joining us for dinner?
Number 17. What are your plans?
I will be teaching English in Beijing next year.And will be studying Chinese at Beijing University.
Number 18.
Is Mike free this afternoon?
No, he isn't. He will be attending a meeting. Number 19.
If you have any questions, I will be working in the next office.
Great, I'm sure we will get along fine.
长对话突破将来进行时。
Hi, Linda, this is Tom. I was wondering if I could come over and visit you tonight.
No, Tom. I'm afraid I won't be home tonight. I'll be shopping at the supermarket.
Oh, can I come over and visit tomorrow night?
No, Tom. I'm afraid I won't be home tomorrow night. I'll be working late at the office.
I see.Can I come over and visit this weekend?
No, Tom. I'll be visiting my sister in New York.
Oh, well. Can I come over and visit next Wednesday?
No, Tom. I'll be visiting my uncle in the hospital.
How about sometime next spring?
No, Tom. I'll be getting married next spring.
Oh, I guess you are really busy. How about if you just call me when you're free?
Goodbye.
I will be waiting for your call.
12. 现在完成时。王牌经典句。Top 1.
I really love that movie. I've seen it 10 times.
Top 2.
I've never met him before.
Top 3.
She's worked here for 3 years.
Number 20.
I have been very busy the last few days.
I've been really worried about you. You should take care of yourself.
Number 21.
I've finished my degree. Now I'm taking classes for fun.
Oh, really? What classes are you taking?
Number 22.
He is a very famous actor.
Really? I've never heard of him.
六星级句子，大奉献。
The United States has not put as much importance on diplomacy as it should.
额外奉献 Number 1.
Have you eaten lunch yet?
Yes, I ate a few minutes ago. Number 2.
Have you spoken to the boss about your vacation?
Yes, I have. I spoke to her about it yesterday. Number 3.
Have you made plans for your trip to Beijing yet?
Yes, I made them yesterday. Number 4.
Have you seen the letter from my father?
Yes, I saw it on your desk. Number 5.
Has John finished his work for the day?
Yes, he has. He's already gone home. Number 6.
Have you found a job yet?
Yes, I found a part-time job, but I'm still looking for a full-time one.